Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Wednesday, the 29th of December, and it's Cynthia and David joining you today with the Irish cast. Our Old Testament reading is taken from Psalm 30, verse 1. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths.
And our New Testament reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 78 to 79. The dawn from on high will give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
What do you see that connects these verses today?
When I look at these two verses, I see in the Old Testament verse, it says, out of my depths. And in the New Testament, I see a saint who is sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. And I guess, you know, when you tie those two together, it's depths and darkness and death. A lot of D's in those, and I'm going to add a few extra D's. I think it speaks of despair. I think it speaks of discouragement, disaster, depression, quite a few days that can make a very difficult day.
Yes, certainly not an easy situation to be in, and yet so many of us find ourselves in that place of despair. And another depth that I think of is the ocean, and the depths of the ocean, and in that depths there's absence of light. But then also we have the depths that are in a pit. And that pit means we are stuck. We are helpless. Despair, David, you mentioned. And we need somebody else to come and to help us, to rescue us out of that pit. We don't have the means ourselves.
Yeah. I've never been in the pit, but it says in verse 3 of Psalm 30, it says, you have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. And certainly pit is one of those kind of common words you find in the Bible. Right back in Genesis, we hear about Joseph thrown by most of his brothers into a pit, and that wasn't a nice place for him to be. And then we turn the pages into the New Testament at the very end in Revelation. It says the devil is going to be cast into a bottomless pit. But here in the Psalms, we've got certain Psalms that do talk about a pit, like Psalm 30 that we just read out, verse 3, about going down to the pit. But then there's another amazing Psalm that I think most of us have certainly know about. He says, Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God.
Yes, and this is what we see really in this scripture in Psalm 30. It is praise to our God, because the psalmist is saying, I will exalt you, O Lord. And so it's the Lord who lifts us out. It is he that has the strength and the power to lift us out of that pit. He is our rescuer. It is Christ himself who comes to save us from darkness and death, and to save us to himself, to save us to living at peace with his Father. And so we are in need of rescuing, that we need to look outside of ourselves.
Yes, Cynthia, I agree. Just looking at Psalm 30, you notice that there is death, resurrection language often being mentioned. For example, verse 3, it says, O Lord, you have brought my soul up from the grave, and you have kept me alive. So one minute there's the grave, and then the next moment there he's been brought alive. And then verse 5, it says, but his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. So there's anger for a moment, his favor is for life. And then it continues, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And then verse 11, it says, you have turned me, my mourning, into dancing. And also he mentions, you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. And here we see kind of death resurrection language. One moment, there's a place you're in the depths, and yet someone comes into your life and transforms it and brings you to a place where, as the scripture says, you're no longer in sackcloth, but you're in gladness. You're no longer in mourning, but you're dancing. You're no longer in the grave, but you are alive. And that person, as you have just mentioned, is Jesus reaching down into that pit to lift you up.
Yes, and the New Testament reading speaks of Christ as being the dawn. And other versions, New King James Version, speaks of the dawn as being the day spring or the Messiah. So it's the Messiah from on high comes to give light to those who sit in darkness. And, you know, when I think of sitting, I think that we're stuck. You know, we're immobile. We've just become settled and where we're at. And we've just thought, well, this is our lot. We're just sitting here and everybody else is getting on with life and we're stuck here. But also sitting can be a place of complacency. And we're just really not looking to seek the Lord, and we're just stuck in that place of darkness. And again, we need the light to come, the one who comes as the new day, as we've slept in the night, as we wake in the morning, dawn rises, and Christ comes as our Messiah to bring new life, to bring new birth. He is the resurrection and the life. And that resurrection of Christ brings us from despair to peace, that our feet will be guided into the way of peace.
Yes. When you read in Isaiah 53, verse 4, it says about Jesus, he says, surely he has borne our griefs and he's carried our sorrows. And I just like that fact that he sweeps all of the griefs and the sorrows and the sins of this world. He sweeps them on to the cross. He takes the punishment of those, and in exchange, he gives us that peace that you've been talking about, that peace that we've just read in Luke chapter 1, verse 79. And it's just wonderful being a child of God, waking up to that knowledge that it's all been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He has won our salvation, and he is offering us peace for the new day that lies ahead. I was just wanting to share as well, maybe a little instance in my own life where I was in a place of the depths, and it was a very discouraging, frightening place. And yet I cried out to God, and God answered me. And as Cynthia's illustration is a bit like that the hand of God coming down and reaching and pulling me up out of the depths. And the way that he used that strong arm was actually not the way I was expecting. I was expecting certain Christians to come and knocking on my door and help me and speak to me counsel and wisdom. But in fact, it was entirely a different group of Christians from different church traditions that came. And Cynthia and I kind of said, well, it's like the seven Christian brothers. You know, these brothers who were not connected in any way, they came to my door and they spoke gospel promises to me. They brought peace into my life where I was in a place of despair. And from that, I've learned some very valuable lessons. Always be surprised and who Jesus will minister to you through. He will take the most unlikely person and that he will speak through them into your life. But not only that, you know, I want you as a hearer this morning to say, is there anyone that I know that is in despair or discouraged or in depression or just going through a really rough time? Maybe I have the word of Christ to bring peace into their lives. And just take that courage and go to that person and speak the word of peace into their life, because that could totally transform that person who's sitting in darkness, who's sitting with crying and thinking they're entirely on their own. And yet the light of the gospel comes in. Christ comes in through your words. You are, in a sense, the voice of the shepherd. You're speaking grace and peace through Jesus' name into their lives, lifting them up and setting their feet upon good ground, and that they will sing a new song.
Let's use the prayer in the daily text for today. Let's pray. Your light is warm. Your light will not fade. Your light is Jesus, the true light of the world, reaching out to people everywhere, illuminating a path for me, even when depression or despair threaten to overwhelm me. Cast out the darkness, Lord, wherever it is found. Banish my sin and empower me to reflect your light to others. Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing from the Psalter, Psalm 23, verses 3 and verse 5. It speaks of a man who's going through death's dark veil, and yet he will fear no ill because the Lord is with him. Yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear none ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.